Hey, y'all, I'm Marquee.
And I'm Rick Latina.
And together, we're Marquee Blue. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here at 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, for Midwest Beat with Tom Lounges.
And Tom's program is about music and the people who make it. Every week, Tom is joined by a gifted musician, either live or in the studio or by phone, to chat about their career and showcase their music.
So thanks for supporting public radio, y'all. Wow!
Lounge is open.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Look at the Arts. I'm Tom Lounges, and today we're going to flash back. The 1990s were when pop music centered around an army of boy bands who had followed in the cultural wake of New Kids on the Block and New Edition. Some of those groups were Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Westlife, Boys to Men, B.B. Mac, and Youngstown. And of course, there was O-Town. They were the stars of the ABC TV series Making the Band. O-Town released a couple of hit singles, a couple of great platinum albums, and then they disappeared. Well, guess what? They're back. And I've got Jacob Underwood from O-Town joining us in just a few minutes to tell us all about the big concert tonight at Theater at the Center in Munster. But first, let's flash back on one of those great O-Town hits. This is Liquid Dreams. Jacob on the other side. Stay with me. O-Town, Liquid Dreams. Well, the phone has lit up. Let's find out who's on the other side. Hello?
Hey, this is Jacob.
Hey, Jacob. Tom Lounge is here, and you are now live on A Look at the Arts.
Oh, awesome, Tom.
Jacob, O-Town has been back together now for a couple of years. You've been doing some new recordings and touring, and we have a lot of ground to cover. And I know that you are performing tonight in Munster, Indiana, at the Performing Arts Center, and you don't have much time. So thank you for joining us, and let's get started. You guys got back together, what, around 2012, 13, and have been working ever since. What was it that prompted the reunion after, like, a decade apart?
I think it was 2013 where things started to be becoming real.
Okay.
We had talked about it briefly. In 2013, we had talked about going to Europe just to do a European like tour for the summertime and maybe record one single just to have something new. So we went in, we recorded the song, and the people we were working with at the time was like, well, we want a whole album. So within a matter of a few months, we went from going from a summertime tour and a single to an album, and it's been on the road now for 3 years. Working, just finished the fourth EP.
Did you record in Europe or here?
We recorded in the States. Yeah.
Okay. What was the song?
We only went out there to just do a summer tour, so it kind of got our feet wet before we came back to the States.
What was the song that started the ball rolling again? What was that single?
It was called Skydive.
Okay.
We did a video out in San Diego, and that one kind of was the... We didn't really know how we would sound after that many years, and after getting in the studio and turning that one out, the label we were working with at the time got excited to kind of put us back into the whole album.
Well, let's listen to that one now. From 2014, the single that brought the band back. It's O-Town and Skydive. More with Jacob on the other side.
I'm seeing you again, watching you do all the things we used to do as two, but now it's only one, it's you. And I remember when we would go for days in ways we thought would never end. And now it's over, it's just me. And I don't like the sound of our feet on the ground unless we're running to the edge of something new for you and me. And I just wanna fall again. And I just wanna learn to fly so I can love you like I never did. And I just wanna sky. Outside your life, holding on to memories of everything you were to me and how I was to you. And do you think of me? Do you feel the way I feel before I sleep? I close my eyes and open them with you. Alone I don't belong, you know I'm holding on. I just wanna fall again, and I just wanna learn to fly so I can love you like I never did. And I just wanna skydive right into your side. And I just wanna skydive right into your
That's Skydive. It's the single that brought O-Town back to where they are today. And today they are actually in Munster. They'll be performing this evening at 7:30 at the Center for the Performing Arts, the theater at the center. 7:30 show. Tickets still available. We'll have Jacob, who is our guest today, joining Dan Miller, Trevor Pennick, and Eric Michael Estrada to perform all those classic songs and the new ones, like the one you just heard, Skydive. Jacob, before the big reunion, in between, you guys were apart for 10 years. What were you doing during that downtime?
Eric got more into film because we were on TV for 3 years, so he got more behind the scenes shooting for like TV shows. Trevor had been acting and bouncing around doing like hosting events. Dan took a totally different route, got married, started a family. He went to school, got a graphic design degree, so he does all of our artwork, our merchandise, website, all that. It's all in-house with him. And I went and got a business degree. I was about 9 months away from my master's in business, and O-Town started picking up, so I put it on hold. And in the meantime, you know, been producing and writing and just staying in the business, but different aspects and learning from a different side of things, which kind of makes it possible for us to do this now because everything is in-house. We produce everything with just the four of us.
Right. Well, that makes, I mean, you've got the business degree, and as they say, it's show business. You got to be good at both.
Exactly. And we all learned that one the hard way because we didn't, you know, some of them started college, but we didn't finish because we got into O-Town so young, and that was something that I went, I see myself as an artist, but I realized that if I'm going to be in this business, I got to know both.
O-Town started, you guys didn't really know each other. You were kind of cast and put together, as I understand. What was it like when you knew that this chemistry was actually real? It was more than just TV cameras. Obviously, you're still together now.
Back then or now?
Back then.
Back then, it was very forced. The one thing that we had in common was we were all not just musically inclined, but wanted to do music as our profession.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us were like the bigger fish in a small pond in our little high school. And so to meet somebody who was, you know, equally as talented and hungry to try and make something happen was awesome. But we obviously come from so many different places that finding that respect for where each other came from just took age. I think now we've got it down where we don't really argue. It's over real quick. We move on to getting work done because in the stuff we laugh about, we argue about, you know, who's standing in the wrong place in rehearsal for the choreography. Like, we don't, you know, we went through so much that it created a brotherhood that we don't really spend time arguing with each other. We're trying to work together.
O-Town took the high road toward the end of the original career. You stood up for yourselves, decided you're going to write your own songs, take a little more control. It didn't fare too well with the powers that be, and it eventually led to the band breaking up, as I understand. What made you guys decide to not just take the money and run? Was it a joint effort to say, hey, we got to stand together on this?
Not really. And it kind of didn't really happen like that.
Okay.
You said it. Because the way that it happened was we were having, it was our third TV show. Sorry, we're filming our fourth season for MTV at the time.
Okay.
And we were signed to Clive Davis, who takes the record sides really seriously. So there was really one of the arguments that ended it was the label saying, if you guys keep shooting the show and leave for Mexico for spring break, because we were supposed to shoot the show down there, then we're going to drop you as artists. And then the TV show said, well, if you don't go, then we're going to cancel the fourth season. So we were stuck between, you know, an ego match, and not so many words, between two big companies. And we were kind of stuck in the middle and getting tired of being pulled around. And that's when we pretty much just walked away.
Okay. Clive is difficult sometimes. And like you said, he's very much a man in charge.
Yeah. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing well. It doesn't always vibe with certain people or certain companies. And we just had so many people in our contract telling us what we had to do. And it got to a point where we couldn't please everybody. And we were exhausted. We had done over about 3 years of touring. We were doing over 300 shows a year. So we were just kind of getting burnt out, tired of getting pulled all the directions, and felt like it was a good time to take a break. And honestly, we were like, well, let's take a break in 6 months to a year off, like reacquaint with our families, and we'll get back at it. And the time had changed so much in that 1 year, from the boy bands and pop going away to everything else in music changing, record sales going down, TRL, everything disappearing. Well, by the time we were ready to come back, the whole market had changed.
Right.
It just wasn't a right fit until, you know, recently when it became fun and nostalgia to go backwards, and it was for us too, to go back and sing the old songs, but when we got in the studio and started recording, it became obvious that we weren't done. Like, we don't feel like we're done at all.
Now, what's the label? Are you guys doing this all as an indie artist, as an independent label that you own and run?
Yeah, that's right. So we actually ran a Kickstarter campaign to do our new EPs, and we set a goal of 47,500 that we reached in 7 hours, and our fans were so crazy that by the end of the 30 days, we had nearly doubled it.
Wow.
So that money basically funded the record, allowed us to go completely independent. We have O-Face Records now, and we're going to partner. We're talking about partnering up with somebody to help with administration and things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're running the ship.
Now, you said you have four EPs. Have you put the fourth one out, or are you working on it?
So this will be our fourth album, but we're doing it in two parts. We'll be putting out the first EP here probably in the next few weeks, as soon as all these deals and the masters come in. And then a second EP, we're hoping before the end of the year. And when they finally get done together, we're going to package it into a final fourth album.
Well, for those that haven't heard O-Town in a long, long time, let's give them a little sample of recent O-Town recordings. This goes back to 2014. It's off the third album, Lines and Circles. This one's called Chasing After You, and we'll chase down Jacob after this. Stay with me.
Everything you are. Oh my good Lord, you got me going far. You slip out the back with your white t-shirt and your high heels on. You turn the key, I'm begging, please don't turn that engine on. And I said, I keep chasing, I keep chasing, I keep chasing you. And your sway. Me, mommy, thank your mama for what she passed away. And when I kiss, you make me wish I had that every day. But when it's all it takes, and I won't let you get away. I keep chasing. I'm awake cause my eyes came to see it. Yes, you were a queen, so I call you Beyonce. Wiggling your hips with your lips like Scarlett. Looks like Jay Lawrence, hey, like Farrah Fawcett. Catch her if you can, like a quarterback girlfriend. Katy Perry, everything, Miley's always tasting. I slowed up my heart, but I can't stop chasing.
I can't keep chasing.
Come on.
I can't keep chasing. Yeah. I can't keep chasing
after you.
Well, Well, that's relatively new music from O-Town. That's off their third album, released in 2014, called Lines and Circles. The song is Chasing After You. And we have chased down Jacob Underwood, member of O-Town, then and now, who are performing at Munster Performing Arts Center this evening, 7:30 show. Jacob, let's talk about the live show. Obviously, you want to play all the new music. You've got your fourth EP coming. You have that third album from a few years ago. But you got to go back and play the hits for the girls that grew up screaming for O-Town back in the early 2000s. Liquid Dreams and All or Nothing and all the others. But how many of the new songs are filling the set? And do you think that the fans so far are accepting the new material as well as the old?
Oh, yeah, especially Lines and Circles, so our third album that's, we're kind of just wrapped up because we're about to release the fourth. They know all the words. They've seen us come to their city already three to five times. We did the My2K tour this summer. So they know the new stuff. That's why it keeps us excited to keep putting it out, because they're just as excited about some of the favorites of the newer albums as they are when Liquid Dreams were to come on.
Mm-hmm.
And the new stuff has a lot more energy. It's much more like party and dance. So the old stuff, we got the ballads, you know, the All or Nothing, These Are the Days. We keep those in there. And then the party starts when the new songs start.
Okay. Are you guys going into the electronic groove that's so popular right now?
Yeah, absolutely. We listen to everything on the radio. We, you know, our ears are current as far as what we like. So we try and make music that we like. And I think we've all kind of gone through that same path with everybody else and found that cool house, tropical dance. And it brings a new vibe to our show and allows us to do a few new things.
Let's talk about the creative aspect now with the four of you and the fact that you are in control of everything. How does the songwriting work? What's the chemistry between everyone?
It always differs. We've had now a song written by Trevor and Eric together when they were in Chicago. Dan wrote three songs that made this current EP. I wrote two songs with two friends in Nashville that are on this EP. So it really doesn't have like a set standard or flow of how we do things. Everybody's always writing. We collaborate with each other, and when somebody has a song that comes across that we're like, we want to do this, we go straight in the studio and do it.
Well, let's take it back now to the early 2000s from the second O-Town album, aptly titled O2. These Are the Days, and tonight is the night that O-Town will be performing in Munster at the Theater at the Center. More with Jacob Underwood after this.
Motel, sitting in the dark. Empty room like an empty heart. The lovers stop, but they never stay. They don't look back as they drive away. Maybe I should fix this broken neon light. Feeling the cracks and painted bright. Then maybe love will stop here tonight. And if she knocks on my door, I'll give her the key. Just one look in her eyes, and I know I'll be everything that she sees in me. More than I ever thought I could be. But these are the days when all that I can do is dream. But I don't wanna spend forever living in the in-between. Without love, and I just can't let it stay this way. But for now, I'm gonna have to face it. These are the days. Gotta use this lonely time to change the picture in my frame of mind. Outside the window, there's a sunny day. I wanna feel it on my face. You and I, we're out here looking for the same thing. And into all the wandering, waiting for someone to share this feeling. And if she knocks on my door, I'll give her the key. Just one look in her eyes, and I know I'll be everything that she sees. Thought I could be, but these are the days.
Days, indeed they are, going back to the early 2000s from the second album from boy band O-Town. The album was called O2. If you just tuned in, I'm Tom Lounges. This is A Look at the Arts. I'm speaking with Jacob Underwood of the former boy band O-Town. Can't really call them boys anymore. They're all in their 30s and they are back together recording and touring. In fact, they're performing tonight at the Theater at the Center in Munster, 7:30 show. Jacob, one thing I've got to wonder is one of the key members of the original O-Town did not come back. Ashley Parker Angel decided not to join the reunion. How disappointing was that for you and the other guys that he didn't want to come back? And has it been a disappointment to the fans at all?
To me, it wasn't such a disappointment because we had thrown out conversations for a few years before that. And it never really seemed like something he wanted to do, to get on stage with a band again, unless it was a solo project, obviously. Mm-hmm. Where the rest of us were like looking at it like it was just going to be a fun summer, let's go relive the fun years, and like it always sounded like a fun thing. So when it was a final one, because in the past, if not everybody did it, then we just dropped the whole subject.
Right.
And this time, we were prepared for him to say no, but we had decided that if and when he says no, we're still going to do that. And that was the difference. Is this time, we were like, look, it's been 10 years. If you still don't want to do it, we do at this point, and we're fine moving on without you. And he gave us the blessing, you know, to move on, no hard feelings, but we've definitely rebranded since those days.
Right. Has he come around since then saying, hey, guys, maybe I'll stop in or drop in?
Not yet.
Okay, no regrets on either side then. Okay.
Yeah.
I wondered about that because, I mean, if you look at the new kids, I mean, Wahlberg's got one hell of a career, and yet he's still going back and doing it, you know? And again, like you said, it's nostalgia's sake. It's got to be a lot of fun to hang out with your old friends and do what you used to do and have the girls scream.
We're having the time of our life. I feel like he's definitely missing out because it's more fun now having control of our schedule and what we do. It's all of the fun things and none of the stuff that was the struggle where you feel like you're being told and forced to do things you don't want to do. And this is like, this really is the most fun we've had together as a group.
In the early 80s, I worked for a lot of the teen fanzines, Teen Beat, Word Up, Tiger Beat. So I did a lot of the flashback stuff. I remember craziness. I was with Tiffany on her groundbreaking mall tour. I worked with Youngstown and BB Mac and all these groups.
Yeah.
And being in the thick of it, I mean, I'm a little older than you guys, but I'm like, this is like Beatlemania all over again. I mean, Youngstown had their shirts torn off. Did you experience stuff like that? And how scary was that?
I remember AJ got his earring ripped out one time just trying to run through the fan.
Wow.
Dangerous times.
That had to be kind of freaky, you know, to have you guys do that. I mean, obviously it's thrilling to have girls scream for you, but does it ever get to the point where you're really scared for your physical being?
There was a few points, like when we were traveling overseas, I remember in Malaysia, they separated us from the lobby, and they put us in this like glass room, which felt like we were in this weird fishbowl because everybody just pressed themselves up against the glass, and we were sitting in there like safe, but still we have to leave this case at some point.
Uh-huh.
And this girl carved Ashley's name into her arm, and it was all bloody, and she like put it up against the glass, and we literally looking at each other like, I don't know what is happening right now.
Wow.
You don't feel necessarily unsafe, but you realize that it's a whole other kind of crazy, and you got to be prepared for anything, I guess.
Right. Well, you guys are now, what, about 36, 38-ish?
Yep, exactly. 36, 37 right now.
How has it changed? I mean, obviously your fans have gotten older with you. Are you still getting the screaming women, you know, at the shows, or have they grown up too?
You know, the biggest difference is everybody, when they hear a song, kind of naturally reverts back to that time. That's like one of the beauties of music. The funny thing is they revert back to being in junior high, except they're drunk. So they're screaming just as loud. They're having a great time. And sometimes they bring their kids, and you have like a family affair. You never know. And a lot of husbands get drawn out for wives' birthdays and things. And it's fun because a lot of them are like, you know, I knew your band, but I never obviously came to a show. My wife dragged me and I'm coming back. And it's fun to like turn people over, or you see the kids who are, you know, 8 to 11 years old that know every single word because their parents played that CD nonstop for them. They're loyal fans, and they're like turning their kids onto fans too. It's awesome.
So it's become like a cottage industry. I mean, you're continuing on. We saw that with Beatlemania. We've seen that with the Monkees, with Elvis. I mean, these artists are in their 60s, 70s, or dead, and yet they're still drawing hundreds of people of eras when they weren't even born yet. And you think that's happening now with the boy bands? And
new fans come on. As long as I feel like we're putting out music and good music, I know our fans have fun, and we'll have fun and keep coming, and we never know where it can go and how, you know, how many people will get turned on to being a new O-Town fan.
Jacob, let's take it back to those wild and crazy days. This was the first single that really put O-Town on the map. It broke the top five, went platinum. This is a classic track out of your catalog. It's All or Nothing. And I'm sure it's one we'll be hearing tonight at the Center of the Performing Arts in Munster. More with Jacob of O-Town on the other side.
I know when he's been on your mind, that distant look is in your eyes. I thought with time you'd realize it's over, over. It's not the way I choose to live, and something somewhere's got to give. As sharing this relationship gets older,
there's it's now or never.
That's the song that put O-Town on the charts for the very first time. A song called All or Nothing. It was a huge hit, and it's one they're still performing all these years later. Back together again, O-Town will be performing this evening at 7:30 at the Munster Performing Arts Center at Theater at the Center. My guest today, Jacob Underwood, founding member and current member of O-Town. Jacob, let's clear up a mystery. The name itself, O-Town. I know it stands for Orlando, but none of the members were originally from Orlando, as I understand.
That's correct.
So what's the story behind the name?
At the time, it was the working name because we didn't have a name for the TV show, so they called it the O-Town Project. Then when they changed and they actually found a name for the TV show and called it Making the Band, O-Town Project was just, you know, left to the side. He had already had it copyrighted O-Town from the days Motown. That's another story. But to us, it's the city that we met because we are from everywhere else. We didn't have a common thing. We couldn't have a common word or something that really united us other than the city that put us together, that brought us together. That's where we all met. That's where the show was shot. Now the name means more to us than it did then.
Okay. Munster Performing Arts Center is a relatively intimate room. I think there's like maybe 300 seats there, something like that. Is that a typical venue for you guys at this point?
I don't even know if we have typical at this point.
Okay.
The last 3 years, we played everything from amphitheaters. We played the Ryman in Nashville, which was like a dream come true. Mm-hmm. And then rock clubs like Lee's Palace in Toronto and the Altar Bar in Pittsburgh, which unfortunately just closed. But it's across the board. And these are places that we didn't get to play last time, so it's a lot of fun. We get to be very intimate, like you said, with the fans. We're all in this room together. We're screaming at the top of our lungs, and I really enjoy it. And we get to hang out and actually, you know, talk to them and meet them. After every show, we go to our merch booth, and we sell like a T-shirt, poster, selfie package where we'll hang out. You get your T-shirt, get a hug, we'll take a selfie with you, and like literally they get to walk down the line and reacquaint, tell us a story about, you know, their friends that they met at the show and that they brought and finally met 13 years later, and they're there together and you get to hear all those fun stories.
Mm-hmm. And the danger factor is gone. They're not going to be rabid fans at the booth.
Right. If anything, they want to buy us a beer, and I will gladly accept.
Now, are most of the dates you're doing at this point headline solo dates, or are you doing any more of the package tours? We've seen a lot of the groups of that era getting back together. I think it's NSYNC or Backstreet Boys are out with New Kids. And are you doing any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we did the My2K with 98 Degrees, Dream, and Ryan Cabrera last year.
Okay.
July, we're actually taking Ryan Cabrera out again because we had so much fun. So it'd be us and Ryan opening. And we've got a handful of I Love the 90s dates that are spread across, like Chicago and a couple in California, one in Vegas.
Looking back with hindsight on everything you guys have done and gone through and endured and accomplished, what would you say is your best memory of the adventure so far? One of those pinch me moments.
I think My2K was my favorite so far, not just because it was the newest, but these were venues that, like, at the peak of our career before things ended, when we were playing Shed and opening up, you know, doing our own shows, that was the same size venue we were playing, you know, 6 to 10,000 people. And to have 16 years later put out new music, get on another tour, be on another bus, and be playing some of the same venues you played when you guys were kids together, it was a full circle kind of feeling. The difference was we ran the show. Like, it was all our people. It was the whole brainchild, the VIPs, everything that we did, the whole experience was something that we created together. So to see it go successful was just an amazing feeling all around.
So it started as a summer tour, and all these years later, you're still going strong. Is this an ongoing open-end agreement with everybody that you're going to just keep doing it as long as it feels good, or is there a moratorium
date set?
Okay.
We have no contract between us. We're doing it because we love it. We love being able to do shows and make music together. We love that we get to do this for a living. We know how privileged we are, and as long as the fans are showing up and supporting us through Kickstarter and you know, showing up at the shows, then we see no end to this.
Are you still pursuing individual projects as well, or is it all focused on the group?
It's all focused on the group right now. I mean, nobody's fearful of somebody wanting to do it, because we always know that the group is where we have the most fun. I personally, after doing solo shows and then being back with O-Town, I have way more fun touring with these guys. So you're like, yeah, I want to do a solo project, but I don't want to tour by myself because it's not as fun being a solo artist. Once your boys with you.
We can keep up with everything at otownofficial.com.
Right, and all the socials are O-Town Official as well, yeah.
Anything, Jacob, we haven't touched on, you want to let people know?
I'd say just look out for the new EP called Part One, and the new single's called Empty Space. We'll be putting out lyric video soon, so just keep an eye on otownofficial.com. We'll let you know.
All right.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much for your time. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. See ya.
Bye.
Jacob Underwood from O-Town, founding member, current member, back on the road after all these years, 10 years gone, and now the boy band phenomenon has come back. We're seeing NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, even New Kids on the Block, all back on the road. So why not O-Town? They had several hits, and they were, of course, the subject of ABC TV's Making the Band, which later went to MTV. And they're in the region tonight. They're at Munster's Performing Arts Center. They're performing at Theater at the Center, and it's a one-night-only show this evening, 7:30. And you'll get to maybe meet Jacob and Dan Miller and Eric Michael Estrada and Trevor Penick. Let's close out with an O-Town song that's appropriate. It's off their most recent full-length album, Lines and Circles, released in 2014, and it's aptly titled exactly what they're doing. Rewind, O-Town.
Let's turn back the clock. They'll bring it back.
You're a cocaine heroin. Where the hell did I begin? You took me places that I never, ever, never been. We are on that super chronic. You're straight from the stars. I said I'd never try it. Now I need never more. A quarter zany bar. Now are you all for? Just let me swing back the hands to my Audemars.
This is Tom Lounges. Thank you so much for supporting public radio and for tuning in today. But don't forget to tune in every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for my other Lakeshore program, Midwest Beat, with yours truly, Tom Lounges. And I've asked some of my celebrity friends who have been on the show to say hello. Here they are.
Hi, this is Jason Bonham.
Hi, this is Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees with Tom Lounges.
Hi, this is Susanna Hoffs of the Bangles.
This is Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull.
This is Joyanne Parker. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here at 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, for Midwest Beat with Tom Lounges. Every week, Tom is joined by a gifted musician to chat about their career and showcase their music.
Hey everyone, it's Neil Slotham from the E Street Band. You're listening to Tom Lounges. Keep on rocking.
Thanks, guys. Now maybe they'll remember to tune in Tuesdays at 7 p.m. right here, the Lakeshore, for Midwest Beat.
Guess that it was always meant to be. Meant